In the TV news industry, this was the biggest rumor floating around in recent weeks.
Katie Couric might leave the CBS Evening News anchor chair. Katie Couric cutting the cord from CBS.
Katie Couric is reportedly leaving the CBS Evening News anchor chair. She was the first woman ever to anchor.
Yesterday, Katie Couric and CBS confirmed she really is leaving, which gave many commentators a chance to talk again about the death of the nightly network news, but not TV critic Eric Deggans.
Uncool as it sounds, I'll be the guy to say it out loud. The old school network evening newscast still has value, and it should be saved. On this point, I have a mighty friend, David Letterman. At least it seemed that way when Katie Couric was on his show, and he couldn't believe she might bail on her job leading his network's news division.
It's not like it's a temp gig, you know?
No. 5 years isn't too temporary, though.
Look at Walter Cronkite. Look
That's
at Tom
true.
Brokaw. Look at Brian Williams. Look at Peter Jennings. Look at all these people. They get in it, they saddle up, and they ride into the sunset. Into the sunset!
Dave and I may sound like old fogies in an era of constant iPhone updates and 24-hour cable news, but we're not the only ones. Last year, an average 21 million people watched the Big Three Networks evening newscasts every night. That's four times the number who watched cable news in primetime. So if the evening newscast is dying, it's a pretty slow death. And here's my short list of ideas CBS can use to turn this patient around.
We'll be right back with more Entertainment Tonight.
Dump Entertainment Tonight, or The Insider, or whatever syndicated show fills that 7:30 p.m. time slot on CBS affiliates. That's where network newscasts belong, when we're all working harder and getting home later.
Celia Hatton, CBS News, Tokyo.
Hire more reporters.
Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Lafayette, Indiana.
Seth Doan, CBS News, Toledo, Ohio.
During Couric's tenure, CBS News reportedly laid off 10% of its staff. And when she leaves, the network should have an extra $15 million laying around annually. That adds up to a lot more opportunities to hire new talent and boost news resources. Merge with CNN already.
Now, CNN's Anderson Cooper on assignment for 60 Minutes.
It feels like half of CNN's stars appear on 60 Minutes anyway, even if it's just Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta. And CBS could benefit from the reporting muscle and 24-hour schedule that comes with a major cable news channel.
And good afternoon to all of you. I'm Diane Sawyer here at ABC News.
Time for CBS to own more stories.
ABC's Christiane Amanpour made her way to the man at the center of the storm in Cairo, the embattled Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak.
When ABC's Amanpour nailed a crucial interview in Egypt, she slapped her news brand on a popular breaking story. It's been more than 2 years since Couric did something similar, exposing Sarah Palin's shallowness in a probing interview. And it's time for third-place CBS to show there's a new sheriff in town. It's true, the people watching these newscasts are slightly older, slightly more female, slightly less educated, the folks TV executives value least. But they're also still one of the biggest single gatherings for news consumers anywhere in television. It still makes sense to redefine these shows for a new generation rather than play it cool and lose a tradition old as television itself.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times.